בואי סי, ישועות, ישועות ונחמות. אוקיי, בעזרת השם. Again, we're dedicating the שיעור לרפואה שלמה, of our friend יעקב ונחמן, יעקב גדעוני, אהוד יעקב גדעוני בן דבורה. בעזרת השם, and also לרפואת רב אליעזר שלמה בן מלכה, בן מלכה. וזהו פירוש, and that's the explanation of היזהרו בבני עם הארץ. Be careful to respect the בני עם הארץ, to respect them, even though that they haven't learned Torah. It doesn't mean that their souls are not precious. כי זה ידוע, because it is a known thing שהנפשות הנכבדות, because it's a known thing that those souls that have been kidnapped, the honorable souls that have been kidnapped, הנשקות בתוך התקלה. Inside of that, like we explained in our terms, twilight zone, the place that it's hard for you to define between good to bad, between evil to kindness, and still, in those places, there are souls that are very important, and they're broken. And they are broken. Like this. I think it's very nice, and it's broken. Yes, so it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh that they are in the Tikla and they are hidden over there, בקליפות נוגה, in the Noga husks. וקליפות נוגה and the husks of Noga, רוצה שישתקע שם הנפש. It's got a desire that the spirit is going to be stuck there. This is it. Why? Because the darkness doesn't have no life of itself. All of the power that Yetzirah got is because of those souls. We're like batteries, we're like light. And this is it. And if they have us, so they have Shefa, they have bounty, they have wealth. This is why they're not going to let the Jews of the United States to go fast enough, because they're going to lose everything, and they know it. And even though that they cannot understand it, even though that they can. But even if they cannot accept it or to talk about it in prime time, still, inside, they feel that all of their bounty, all of their shefa is coming from the Jews. So that's the problem. And they want them to stuck there. They have to have them. They have to hold them strong. And now they're going to do whatever they need to do. If you can do it nicely, kindly, all right, it's worthy. And they're gaining a lot. It's worthy to close, to shut their mouths and to let the Jews stay. But if not, so Baruch Hashem, they have secret police, they have army, they have everything, don't need to worry, no one can leave the states, no one can move, the ocean is wide and big and dark, and okay, so no one can run, no one can escape, and there is a class that calls the golden cage. Okay, so we're not going to give that class again. Golden cage, search it. And the souls are over there stuck. But azai, so then what she do, what that husks, what they do to hold the holy souls in that place. Azai hi notenet otan betoch tipat zivugo shel am haaretz. They make the holy souls, the Jews, to marry with people that are not in the size of Kedusha. It doesn't mean foreign nations, it means that even a daughter of a Be'er Talmid Chacham is marrying an Am Haaretz, a son of an Am Haaretz. Marriage that's going to bring the holy souls to fall down into the husks, into people that don't have the ability to teach them Torah, because the Yetzirah, he's afraid from a person that he's got da'at. If a person got da'at, got wisdom, got power of understanding, got knowledge, he knows how to function in life, he knows halachot, he knows how to walk, he knows how to progress in life, Yetzirah need to be scared from him. But if that person, he's got an amazing weapon, he's got all of the tools, but he doesn't know how to use them at all, so you won't be scared at all. What do I care? Okay, so he got it, and he doesn't know, like we have with the Iranim now. They can have all of the weapon, but they're so dumb that we're not afraid. We don't have no stress about what that goes on over the world, because we know that Baruch Hashem, we're so lucky that our enemies are so dumb, so stupid. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's so hilarious. If they would just go with spoons to Jerusalem, they would win. Just they just need to walk. No spoons. Who needs a spoon? They don't need nothing. They just need to walk. Okay, let's go to Jerusalem. They're not able to do nothing. They're so dumb. He takes the wisdom from them, and he's waking us up. There is a certain amount in the world, and if he gives it to the tzaddikim, so this is it. This is what is left to the ignorant people. Then they don't have no wisdom, so they cannot function. So when a person got a certain wisdom, let's say now you have a person, a Haredi Jew, someone that is holy, someone comes from an honorable family. That person got the ability to do things with his wisdom. He's got money, he's got wisdom, he knows what to do. Now, his son got into, I don't know what, involved in a Yetzer Hara something, and he met a woman, a girl, that she is not holding in the side of the Kedusha. And now from that marriage, the child that will come, for sure going to go to the side of the mother, for sure going to go away from the side of the Kedusha. So he's losing his abilities, he's losing his weapon. He doesn't know, he cannot, and which weapon, the most important weapon is the mouth. Immediately you lose the prayer, immediately. This is what it happens, this is what the Yetzirah tries to take the most. From you to talk, the power to talk. That you will not going to shout, you're going to close your mouth with whatever you want to have, he will give you, just that you're going to be quiet. And even if you need to be a religious person, even if you need to learn Gemara all day long, and why that, you will not going to pray, you're going to be a huge Talmid Chacham, you're going to be a genius, you're going to write books, you're going to be a chief rabbi, you're going to be a shivot, whatever you need, just shut up. Don't open your mouth, don't talk. And if you're going to accept it, all of the shefa of the world, the Yetzirah is going to give you. It doesn't care. Because you're not praying. You're not praying. But if you are putting all of your powers to pray, then you're going to redeem the sparks of Kedusha from the exile, from the Galut. You're going to see that Hashem is there. That Hashem is with you in the darkness. So the darkness becomes to be light. There is no darkness. Laila kayom yair. The night is going to illuminate like the day. Like there was no light. Mashiach is saying, "Hayom yelidaticha." Today I was born. This is it. Mashiach, after more than 6,000 years of suffering, not more, almost 6,000 years of suffering. And he is able to say, "I just born. I don't care." I remember once I was with Rav Shalom in Uman. He went from the outside of the Tzion to the inside of the Tzion, and someone walked out. And he told us, he saw Rav, he told him, "Oh, Shalom Aleichem Rav." So Rav Shalom told him, "Magi Ali Mazal Tov, you should tell me Mazal Tov." He told him, "For what?" He said, "I just born today." So he told him, "Oh, so the Brit Milah going to be in 8 days?" He told him, "No, the Brit Milah is also today. Everything today. Hayom, today. Today you're born. Today you have Brit Milah. Today you're getting married. Everything." We went to the chuppah. Ichi went to the chuppah. I followed him. I walked after him. I whispered to him, I told him, "You're getting married with Hashem. You're getting married with Hashem. Remember that. It's very important to know. You're getting married with Hashem. You're not getting married with your wife. And if she's going to get crazy one day, what then for sure you need to get married with Hashem. You need Hashem to be with you." So from the beginning, from the way, every moment you're getting married with Hashem. This is Al Tikre Morasha. Ela Meorasa. Don't say that the Torah is Morasha, it's inherited to us, we received it. It's no. Know that it's a wedding. That it's not something that you received from your ancestors. Now, who can think about them? Who can remember them? Who can even imagine how they looked like and what happened in those days? And who cares also? Because we have today and there's so many things to do today. So on that you should know that the Torah is being given to you again, now, today. Get into the chuppah. Get married with Hashem Yitbarach today, now, in that moment, every moment, every moment. Yetzirah wants to distract the person from that, to be focused in avodat tefillah. But when you are praying to Hashem Yitbarach, no barriers, no blocks, no walls can stop you. Nothing can stop you. One of the friends told me that he had a dream that he's walking with me, and we're walking, and it's his dream. It wasn't me in his dream. It depends on what that he ate. He ate something healthy before he went to sleep. So he went, and he remembered, he had that dream that he's walking with me, and suddenly we're standing in front of a huge, very thick wall.
and he stopped, and he tells me, and I'm keep on walking, and he tells me, why you keep on walking? Where are you going? So I said, we need to go. So and for him it was hard to understand, but then he saw that I was just crossing that wall, and there was no wall over there. So I was for him in his dream. I was a sign for his da'at, for the power of understanding. That okay, with those advice, I can cross the wall. Okay, from what that we're learning in class, I can break through that wall, every wall that you have in your life, because the da'at, this is what that you lack of. What's going to happen when Mashiach going to come? The da'at going to come. This is it. The da'at, the wisdom going to be revealed, and this is it. So bring the day. Bring it now. When? Now. Now. Da. You should know. Da. Da lifnei mi ata omed, lifnei melech malchei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu. You should know in front of who you're standing. And en amida ela tefila. And to stand in front of Hashem means to pray to Hashem. Your thoughts are worthless. If you're thinking on things, it's worthless. Only when you make your thoughts to become to be prayers, they're useful. Something going to grow from them. Something. Even the most smallest thing in the world, you need to cross the street and you think, oh, there's traffic. Say to Hashem, Hashem, I need to cross the street. This is it. You change reality. Now you've been reunited with Hashem Yitbarach. It's not the same person. It's not the same life. It's nothing the same. Hashem is with you. Now Hashem is there. Every situation, oh, my wife, she's saying this. Oh, in the house. Oh, we're going. Oh, in all of those things, bring Hashem Yitbarach to the picture. Bring Hashem Yitbarach into your life. And then it's all useful. It's all upgrading you. Every thought is bringing you closer and closer. Like I told you that Rav Berland said to a person that told him that he sees hundreds of bad eyesights every day. So Rav Berland told him, instead of blaming yourself thousands of times, pray thousands of times. And then instead of chasing yourself thousands of times a day, you're going to have thousands of tefillot every day. Instead of saying, oh, I saw another bad eyesight. Oh, I saw another woman. Oh, I looked at that car. Oh, I look on that backyard. Oh, I was... Instead of that, Hashem, help me to guard my eyes. Hashem, let me not look at women anymore. Hashem, let me watch my eyes. And this is it. You know the speed of your development, where you're going to reach in very short time. All of what the Yetzirah is trying to do is to take the prayers from you. And if you took the art, the omanut of your ancestors, who told me that? You again? Again you? It's you to blame on the omanut and the word omanut. Who said it?
Rashi,
HaKadosh is saying, why we need to take the omanut abotenu, the art. The art, it's a profession. Miktsoa. Why? Because it's not art that they were nice painters, they were painting, they were very creative, our ancestors. No, that was their art. That was their job. They were doing it all of the time. This was their profession. This is they are Baalei Tefillah, they're praying. This is it. This is Am Yisrael. That you need to take from the ancestors. To pray all of the time, 24/7, all of the time. You wish to Hashem, you desire to Hashem, and there is nothing that can stop you from the will. If you want Hashem Yitbarach, nothing going to break between you, nothing can stop you. And Rabbeinu is saying that the perfection, the shlemut, ratzon of the will, is the tefillah when you express your will with your mouth. Because if you want, alright, so you want it. It's not helping. I told you, my wife saying that to me all of the time, unfortunately. One day I'm going to learn it. She said, if you want to help, so help. People that want to help, they're helping. They're not standing and saying, I want to help. It's not helping. It's not helping that you want to help. Adaba, move to the side. You're disturbing. Trying to work here. You want to help? Help. You want to do? Do. You want to get closer to Hashem? Matitzakelai, what are you screaming? Go. Go toward Hashem. Make another step and another step. So you say, but I'm afraid. So pray. So scream while you're progressing. Gamize v'gamize al tanach yadcha. Also that and also that. You need to make ishtadlut. Wonderful, but don't forget Hashem. You need to remember Hashem. Alright, but don't drop your financial situation and your shalom bayit and all of the things. You need to make them. This is why Hashem gave us two legs and two hands and two eyes and two ears and only one mouth. Yes? To pray to Hashem in Barach. But all of the things you need to understand, you need to listen to that advice and to that advice, to do this thing and also to do that. You need to go to that direction and also to that direction. You have to have stability in your life. You cannot stand, no, I am standing on... A lot of people try to be like Rabbi Shimon and they couldn't make it. They didn't have the vessels really to commit yourself, because it's a Mesirut Nefesh. You need to give everything, and for sure, no one can tell you to do Mesirut Nefesh. And if someone will tell you, he's failing you in that. Because you cannot say. And if you're saying, but Dror, all of the time you're telling us Mesirut Nefesh, Mesirut Nefesh, it's not Mesirut Nefesh. And also, you're 90% deaf. So, I'm not afraid. You're not getting even 10%. No, I love you. I love you. Rav Shalom said a few months ago in a shiur class that he gave on Tikkun HaBrit, on holiness, he said all of this class, in the end of the class, he said, all of this class that I'm teaching here today is actually only for one student, that he cannot even understand what we're talking now, but he's going to wake up in 10 years or so, and he's going to remember that class, and so for him I'm talking. For him I'm talking. It's reality. People are busy, occupied, and they're dreaming, and I know about myself. It's hard to get. This is why we need to get used to have good sdarim, orders in our lives. All of the time to have things. Every morning to the mikveh, every day to pray shacharit, every day we're putting tefillin, every Shabbos, every month, every Rosh Chodesh, we have to do that. Every day to have on our itbodedut. And on the tefillah, it's written, kol hayom misichati. To talk to Hashem Yitzbarach all day long.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm in the class over here with Rav Dror a long time, even though I'm not around as much as before, but I spoke to people in the class, and I have an issue with the hours what to do. It's difficult. So maybe to talk about how to strengthen people in making these what to do. Because everything that you're talking about, a person's not able to build the ritzon, a person's not able to build the will, the desire, the strength to do these things every day, to go for another mikvah every day, to put on the tefillin every day, to strengthen themselves in limud Torah without these what to do. You have to talk about how to strengthen yourself in making the hours of good. How you're going to be consistent that you're not going to, because the Yetzer Hara is the biggest Yetzer Hara. So how are you going to strengthen yourself in making the hours of good every day? So I'm going to tell you from my perspective of when I was sitting like you and listening to these very lofty things, and how am I going to make this hour of good when it's very foreign to me. So I'm a very committed person, meaning I should be committed. And I said to myself, like, this is very difficult to speak to Hashem for an hour. I don't have the words to say. But I have faith in, at the time, in what Rav Dror was saying. So really, I don't have a connection at this time to Rav Shalom so strongly. And for sure, I don't have a connection to Rav, to Rabbeinu. So how can I? First, you have to have emuna in what your Rav is saying to you. The naked hour is but the dude is something that's going to strengthen you for the rest of your life. So it's going to tie you to this. He can tie you to a Kodesh Baruch. Tie you, mamash. But how? So now that you have faith, that obviously you see that there's some kind of light over here. You're coming. You're listening to Rav Dror every day. That you're coming. You're coming. You understand that there's something over here that you want. So one, to have faith in the thing that Hashem has brought you to. Hashem brought you to this place in order that you should open your mind, that you should come more connected to Hashem. That's what he wants, otherwise you wouldn't be there. So one, to have faith in that thing. And now, if you're listening to the words of what he's saying you have to make the Izboladut. So how is the person going to make the Izboladut when it's difficult to speak for an hour? I'll tell you one trick that I did. Get a watch. And commit yourself for an hour. What does it mean to commit yourself for an hour? It means go to a place, or wherever you're going to do your Izboladut, and say, I'm not leaving this place for an hour. I don't care the words that come out of my mouth. I don't care. 1 hour is on the clock, and I'm not leaving. Whatever words Hashem wants to put into my mouth, that's what he's going to put in my mouth. And I'm not leaving for an hour. That's how you come to be committed to doing your hour. And then, it slowly builds from there. And all of a sudden, you'll see when you commit yourself to an hour of time with Hashem, that the words will start to come out of you. Because just the commitment alone is increasing your emunah to the point where you can speak to Hashem. Why can't a person speak to Hashem? It's because that a person doesn't have enough emunah to be able to speak to Hashem. It's like a baby. It's like a baby doesn't have the words to be able to speak to Hashem. It's like a baby, when you're all blessed to have children, you're going to see it. What is a baby? A baby doesn't have dot. So he sits on your chest and he speaks. But even when he's sitting on your chest and he doesn't have the words to speak, even when Yerushalayim, he's still with you. He's mamash with you, even though Yerushalayim is the same thing. When you commit to being with Hashem for an hour, you're with Hashem, and that alone is building your emunah. And by building your emunah over there, that gives you the vessel to be able to speak to Hashem. So commit for an hour. Commit. And the wonders that you get from it, the progress, the closeness to Hashem, the bracha, you can't be put into words. Can't be put into words. But the first thing is to have a muna and to commit. Make a commitment. Today, like Rabbi Joel was saying, today, now. So mechazek yourself, to strengthen yourself. When I hear from people that they're not strong in 1 hour, I remember when the program started, we had a group of guys that at least we were strong in the hour. Nothing else, but we were strong to go to the forest. We were strong. Mamash strong. Like lions. Like it says, like also Rav Josh Yiz used to be more, he's nicer to you guys now. You don't know. People used to be crying. A lot of people.
I was crying also.
But mamash, like fire, but to be strong in the hour is what it is. We used to go with a cup of coffee and we would go in the night. And that's it, finished. You come back in the morning, or 6 hours later, or 8 hours later, or 18 hours later, or three days of Purim, or whatever it is. But we're not coming back until at least for sure we did our hour. That's not a question. Everyone's leaving, no one's coming back to the deer without doing an hour. Strengthen yourself to do the hour. From there, you don't understand everything that you're working on in your life stems from this point, from starting to build the emunah, to speaking to Hashem is building the emunah. Everything stems from this point of starting to be able to speak to Hashem, committing the time to be able to speak to Hashem. From there, Hashem, as he says, open yourself up just like a pinhole, open yourself up a little bit, and Hashem is going to come through like a. Like a mountain? What does he say?
Rav Shalom explained on that the words are in the field, that Amelech Basadeh, that Hashem is in the field. When you come, you find the words over there. They're waiting for you in the field.
When you come.
In the field. Exactly. You come, the words are there. Just come and collect. Just come and pick. So, Bezrat Hashem. So, why the soul, the spirit, why the Yetzirah takes the soul of the person and give it into a marriage with an Amaretz? Kedei she'itanef hanefesh ha'i biyoter. That soul gonna be filthy the most. You see that from ni'uf, from ta'avat ni'uf, it's the thing that filthies, the soul the most. On that, a person needs to be very, very strong. Very, very strong. Also to have prayers on that you will not going to fall to that, because it's written in the Likutei Moharan that when a person is arrogant, so he is failing nichshal be'eshet ish, in the wife of his friend. Chas shalom, a person is arrogant, he's going to fail be'eshet ish. So Rav Berland explained that what the Rabbeinu said eshet ish over there, it's his wife. Means that it's his wife. He's failing with his wife. What it means is fail because he's arrogant. So he chose not to be with Hashem. So he's gonna be with his wife. No problems. So if a person got lust and desires to be with his wife, even in kosher, in a kosher, in a way that he defined as kosher, because to fulfill the obligation of the Shulchan Aruch is very far from it. So it's not kosher at all. It's adraba. It's tame. It's very tame. Because to have lust, it's asur, it's a prohibition. To have lust, to be with your wife, to have a ratzon, to have a will, to be with your wife, it's asur, it's not allowed. So, after all of the permission that he already gave to himself and told himself that it's kosher, he defined it as kosher, a non-kosher person defined what's kosher and not kosher. It's called, modern... modern. It's not real. It's not kosher. So, okay, let's say that it's kosher. Even with his wife, it's still a failure. Why it's a failure? Because he's losing Hashem. And what's happened to a person that is arrogant, like the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, "En ani va'hu yecholim ladur b'makom echad." Me and him cannot live in one place. So if you choose to live with yourself and to reject Hashem, so okay, so you have your wife in the picture, no problem. To be with the wife, it's only because Hashem commanded you, like the Shulchan Aruch is saying, "Kilu kefa'osh shed," like that a demon is forcing you to be, to do that act. We're not talking about violating prohibitions. Even in the side of the Kedusha, even in the time that your wife she's allowed, even in the time that it's all Bekedusha, Betara, also that, you're not allowed to want it. You're not allowed to want it. And if you want it, it's very contaminated. It causes Tum'at Met. Rabbi Natan Likuter Alachot is defining it as the worst contamination. Avi Avot HaTum'ah, the source of all contaminations. It's lust for women. He's got a will to be with his kosher wife in the night of mikveh. Imaginations. In Shabbos, after midnight, in the night of mikveh. Imaginations. It's disgusting. The will is disgusting, because when a person is doing it with in Kedusha, he remembers only Hashem, and when he's with his wife, so he forgets Hashem. So and this is how Hashem made it, and why Rabbeinu is writing that the soul is going to be most dirty. Even the organs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, that people are going to use them to make that mitzvah, to keep that mitzvah, it's the same organs of toilet, of bathroom. To tell you, you need to be so pure to get in and out, and to be pure and clean and not to be contaminated, that it's almost impossible without prayers. Not almost, it's impossible without prayers. It's almost impossible without prayers. Only if you have prayers that Hashem gonna save you, and you know that you cannot save yourself, only then you can be purified. Only then. And a person need to be strong and not, alright, from this day on, from now I'm gonna slaughter myself more, I'm gonna kill myself more, and you're just making yourself more depressed and more sad, and from your sadness all lust and desires are waking up more and more and more. So it's for sure not the way. The only way is to pray on it. To accept on yourself to have a daily half an hour of it bodedut on that topic. To read from the book Briti Shalom of our holy Rav Rav Shalom. To read from that book Briti Shalom. And to learn from that book and to pray the prayers of that's written over there in Briti Shalom. How do they say Briti Shalom in English?
Garden of Purity.
To learn from that book. And not to have one day that you haven't learned from that book. And there are a lot of prayers over there written. And to read those prayers and to be inspired from those prayers. And then in the Itbodedut every day to have 30 minutes dedicated to that. I thought to myself maybe 2 weeks ago, I told you I have half an hour that I'm praying on Am Yisrael, and then I said I have another half an hour that I'm praying on Arab, and then I said then I do Tshuva, and then I went home and I said to myself, and this is it, you're doing 1 hour is Bodedut a day, well, how can it be that you find yourself every day more than 2 hours talking to us, and I forgot, when I talked to you, and then I forgot that I also do half an hour every day on purity, on Kedushat HaBrit, every day. Every day, the minimum for me, the minimum that I'm doing is more than 1 hour and a half. Every day. Half an hour I'm praying on Am Yisrael, half an hour I'm praying on Rav Shalom, half an hour I'm doing on Kedusha, and I have to do tshuva on everything that I done from yesterday, everything I remember that I done from yesterday until today. So I'm trying to do tshuva as much as I can, so it takes almost half an hour minimum, and it's also, I'm not satisfied. Hashem is satisfied, Hashem is happy, this is my shadlut. But I want to do more. And then, what with all of the prayers, with all of the requests, all of the things that you want to achieve in your life? So, half an hour of prayers on Kedusha, it's a must. Tfilot on Am Yisrael, Rav Shalom said minimum 10 minutes a day, it's a must. It's a must. How can you think that you develop, that you grow, when your brothers are not with you? It's like an imagination. Okay, you become to be a millionaire, and your wife, she's broke. It's not an option. It's not real. It's not right. So now you're developing and your brothers, you need to let them enjoy from your development. So if now you achieved something in your Avodat Hashem, at least mention it to Hashem Yitbarach that you want all of Am Yisrael to have that also. At least mention, at least. Rabbeinu is saying, if a person sees his brother in a trouble and he's not saving him, helping him to go out from that trouble, it's like that he made that trouble for him. Like you caused him all of the exile, all of the tzarot, all of the troubles, all of the suffering. So why to come to that place? At least to pray a few minutes a day, to mention their names and the ones that you remember, or generally on the Jews. And this is it. Eretz Israel, it's an escape land. You can come to here. It's a safe shore. You can come here. Everything is... At least to say, Hashem, let them come. Hashem, let them come. We saw in the first salvation that when we started to scream to Hashem in Barach, Hashem redeemed us. Ve'itzaku el Hashem, v'tal Hashem, v'tal shavatam. And immediately Hashem took the prayer. So we have that obligation, mamash, to remember our brothers. And you cannot do it without tshuva. Rav Shalom said, "Bli neder." But from the beginning of my tshuva, I didn't have one day. That I haven't judging myself on what that I was doing from yesterday's Itbodedut until today's Itbodedut. Even one day, you don't remember. You said, "Bli neder," because I'm not sure, I don't remember my 100% all of the days to tell you, but probably I haven't missed one day. This is Yirat Shamayim. The basic Yirat Shamayim is that you count Hashem. That you say, "Hashem, you're in the picture, I'm sorry. I thank you." Those things are the minimum. You have to open your mouth in a polite way to do tshuva, to say, "I'm sorry," to say, "Hashem, help me, please give me a hand, Hashem. I want to get closer." So this is how we start. Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful results. You cannot see yourself like in life. You don't know who you are. You look inside. You cannot look inside. You don't see your faces. You cannot see your faces, but I can see you all. You don't know how you're changing, each and every one of you, each and every one of you. You receive new face every week, every time, every shiur. Mamash. There is a person here that I could see it. He came to my house, we sat for half an hour. When we went out from the house, I told him, I'm not a liar. I told you I can be a liar, but I'm not a liar. And I told him, you have a different face from the face that you had when you came in the beginning of the conversation. The face are changing. You see, he's good. It's not. He didn't receive it from me. It's not mine. It's his good, but it's been revealed. When you judge a person who has truth, you look at the good that he's got. So that good is illuminating from inside, and this is it. And this is it. So think in the world what's going on. When more people are getting stronger, and more light is spreading, and more people are enjoying it. And when you're getting something from this class, and you just go to the Makolet Bet Anasi, to the mini market Bet Anasi over there, and you smile to the Balabite, you changed his life now. This is it, you changed his life. Another Avram told him, "Shalom Aleichem, Tov, Manishmachia." You changed his day, you don't know from... That person didn't commit suicide that day because of you. That day decided to go to a class because of you. He heard the CD. He said, "Oh, maybe." He said, "Baruch Hashem." Oh, and then he looked at himself. "Oh, I said Baruch Hashem. What happened to me?" You don't know. You don't know what you're causing. Thank you.